Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Anthony Cummings also out at Randwick. Morning to you, Anthony.
Morning, how are you?
I'm well. Just before we talk about tomorrow, I had it down on my list just to get an update on a couple. Libertini still in the paddock, obviously, or back in?
No, back in. It's back in a few days and looks pretty well.
Just a little spell after the run at Scone, then it would have been. Well,
yeah.
Time gets away.
Yeah. Just on 5 weeks, probably a day short. Yeah. But she puts on weight quite quickly, and that was one of our concerns. So, quite pleased with the weight that she came back, and she looks like she's taking benefit from the break. So, she'll have a very good spring, I'd say.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could have easily gone on, I guess, but you made the choice, no, let's just pull the pin after Scone and really aim up towards the spring.
Well, it was the best chance. And, you can always, the temptation with horses like that is to do a little bit more, and certainly in the first racing preparation, I don't think that would have been that helpful. So a break at that time when she was on the up, it was well received, and the spring looks, as I say, quite bright.
Is it going to be a mixture of both Sydney and Melbourne?
I'm not sure. In the first place, it'll be the Princess Series. It'll be leading into the Flight Stakes.
Yep.
And then just we'll reassess at that point. If there was to be a race in Melbourne, it'd be most likely the Coolmore.
Yeah, okay. Righto, the three-year-old down the straight. Prince for Woz still up enjoying that Queensland sunshine?
Yep. He's back at the end of the month, and he heads off to the Run to the Rose and then to the Golden Rose and the Cork of Guineas from there. But he's done really well. I mean, had a picture of him the day after the run, and he looked great. And then again, about a week or so later, and he sort of put on weight already. So he's doing very well, and he'll make the step that's required to come back and be competitive right through the spring.
And have all the owners and you gone out for lunch yet?
A couple of times. They're a lively bunch. We've sat down and had a few chats along the way.
Did they? But, after the race, you were grateful that you weren't there. The poor old strapper didn't know whether he was Arthur or Martha. But
he's never been that far off the ground before, I don't think, without a horse under him anyway.
He really didn't know what was going on. But you stayed back in Sydney due to fog, and I think you were pretty happy about it. But since that win, have you caught up collectively? Because it was such a special moment.
Yeah, no, we have. And as you say, it was a great circumstance, certainly for the horse, for those guys, and for the Cummings family as well, with James winning his group on the same day. So that's the first time it's happened for the two of us. Hopefully it won't be the last.
No, I understand. One other, just briefly, Baller.
Yeah, he's back. Looks sensational. Put on a lot of weight, quite a bit stronger. Didn't really have to get stronger. He was always been that sort of horse, but just looks the part. He had a longer break. And really shows the benefit of that. And he comes back, and I'm hopeful that there might still be a late slot for the Everest sort of going. If someone waits for a horse to strike form, I think he'll show himself at that level as a sprinter of this preparation.
So by the sounds of it, then he may be seen early just to put him out there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, all right. Looking forward to seeing him, obviously, off what you just said. What about tomorrow? Let's help our listeners. I want to start with the last. You made the decision November Man stays here and runs here over the 1,000?
Yeah, I mean, the driving force in going to Brisbane was about getting a better surface for him, and then I looked at the weather and the predictions and what was happening, and I just took the punt on the weather being better than the Bureau had said, and that so far has been accurate. And hopefully we get a drier track for the sake of that. But also, too, he was only an emergency in the race in Brisbane, and while there was one scratching and talk of others coming out, certainly there was no one sort of putting their hand up to scratch, certainly. And it's a long way to go when I've got a race here that's worth more money on a maybe that's going to cost a couple of grand in float fees if you don't get in. So, common sense took over. He stays here, and what to him, I think, is a winnable race.
What do we do with This Is So? Lightly race, but looks to have plenty of potential.
Yeah, he's a really nice horse. And, he didn't get it all right the other day. He did win, sure. But, he's still learning his craft. He's a really nice horse. He came through that very well. And so I think, you know, while it's a step up in grade, I think he's well capable of that. And, you know, he'll get a much sort of softer run, I think, in the first place in this race than he had the other day. And I think that'll be to his benefit again.
Yeah, from barrier two, Mitch Bell will be able to position there. I mean, that was soft five on the Kenzo. Any thought if we're a seven or an eight on the course proper?
Oh, no, I think, you know, so things tend to like the wet. I don't think it's going to be an issue for him. Certainly not anything we've seen. Are there any alarm bells about him not handling that sort of track?
Okay. And No Doubt goes around back in race five.
Yeah, I mean, I've expected more from him his last couple. So we put blinkers on him to try and sort of get him a little bit more interested. He's an older gentleman these days. And sometimes they just need a bit of a something to help him concentrate. Yep. So the blinkers will do that. And it is a nice race for him. And on his best form, he'd be right in it. So I'm hopeful we get to see that.
Yeah, just comes back in grade a little bit to help him.
Yeah, that's right. And I think the 1400 helps, and I think the soft track helps.
Okay, so a couple of pluses there. So you got the three going there, and they're all with decent, you know, with good each way winning chances.
Yeah, that's right. Death or glory. You never know which way you go.
Yeah, no. Well, we know with you, Anthony. You never shirk the issue, mate. You're always there, and you never know where you're going to pop up.
You've got to have an opinion, and you've got to back yourself. Yeah. So that's the nature of the business.
Yeah, it is for sure. All right, mate. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.